Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning is Michael O'Malley, the general manager of Petrolli Roofing here in Colorado Springs. Petrolli is one of the highest rated roofing companies in the area, and really they've set themselves apart from the competition not only in the quality of their service but with their commitment to making the community a better place. That's why for the third year they're launching another Hearts and Hammers roof giveaway. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and let's talk about kind of this giving back and the reason why it's so important for you guys over at Petrolli.
Sure. You know, all year long, it's easy for companies to ask from the community for their business, for their patronage. But for us, this is the time of year that we can really give back to the community in a meaningful way. You know, all year long, we're donating to different causes around town. But this is one of those times where we can take our skill set and invest in the community. So the Hearts and Hammers giveaway is us taking nominations through our website at PetrolliRoofing.com for people who need a roof and can't afford it. You know, for the last year, it was a senior citizen who was on a fixed income and the roof was in shambles. The year before that, it was a single dad who was doing his best to make ends meet, and a roof wasn't in the budget, but leaks were happening. And the year before that, which really launched it, was a single mom whose son was in hospice and they didn't have the money for the roof. And so this is, you know, it's a meaningful time for us. We love our community and we're excited to launch it again.
Yeah, and when you talk about kind of taking those submissions and looking for people who are well deserving, what are some of the criteria, and, you know, how can you go about making that nomination?
Sure. So to make the nomination, you just go to our website, and if in doubt, fill out the form and we'll let you know whether it qualifies or not. But really, one of the things that we ask is that you own your home, right? We don't like to work on somebody else's home without their permission. And so owning your home is a big deal. You know, that's just one of those criteria we can't get around. One of the other criteria is we ask that it's actually a genuine need and not just you want a different color on your roof, right? You actually have to have a need. Other than that, it's really not too strict. We ask that the house is on a foundation. You know, we don't, it's harder for us to do work on mobile homes that aren't on foundations. And other than that, yeah, if the roof is in need, fill out the form.
Yeah, and when you talk about that roof in need, I know you use the example of, you know, that single father who was seeing some leaks. What are some other kind of definitions of need that people may not be aware of, or kind of have those red flags when kind of looking around the house or especially up at their roof?
Yeah, sure. You know, a typical roof in Colorado Springs will last 15 years instead of 30. And so if your roof has been on for 15 plus years, it needs to be looked at just as a matter of preventative maintenance, just as good home ownership. But usually after 15 years, the granules have all but disappeared. The sun has been beating on that roof. You know, I'm sure you remember, we have that windstorm in December, and then we just had that heavy snow in May. I mean, Colorado's wreaked havoc on roofs around here. So even if you don't see a leak, that doesn't mean a leak isn't happening. So if you know your roof is older than 15 years, just as a matter of maintenance, get it checked out, call us for a free inspection and we'll let you know. But if you can see daylight through your roof, chances are daylight can see you, and you need to take action on it.
Yeah, and as you mentioned too, sometimes those leaks you may not see all the way into the interior of the home doesn't mean it's not out there. So again, as you mentioned, getting those periodic check-ins as well. And now's that perfect time. You know, we haven't had those major hailstorms yet, but we have had the significant items that Michael just mentioned, the windstorms and snowstorms. So if you haven't yet, if you know your roof is getting of that age, even if not, just having that kind of annual inspection, making sure you can get that baseline as far as how your roof is shaping up and being able to track that. And Petrolli offers those services as well.
Yeah, that free inspection is one of the easiest things you can do to guarantee your peace of mind when it comes to the roof. You know, the call doesn't cost you anything. We don't try to upsell you when we get out there. Our goal is to just take our 21-point checklist and let you know the overall state of your roof. And so there's really no reason why people should defer that, especially on an annual basis.
Yeah, and when you talk about a 21-point inspection, what are some of those things? Because I know a lot of people could maybe name, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5 items to really be looking at on the roof, but what are some of the others to get to that full 21-point inspection?
Yeah, so, you know, our 21-point inspection starts with the overall health of the roof, but we go into inspecting the valleys, the chimneys, the sidewall flashing, the headwall flashings. How are the gutters performing? Should you be aware of any code upgrades that are going to be required with the recent codes? That way you can budget that accordingly. Are the shingles adhering to each other well? Because especially with these winds, if the shingles aren't adhering, you're going to be losing those quickly. You know, those are some of the major items. How's the chimney looking? That's one of the areas where we see the majority of our leaks. The caulking or the flashing around the chimney gets beat in either hail or the back of the chimney collects a ton of snow, and so leaks just happen around the chimneys. And it's easy for anybody to come up and check out a shingle, but it takes a trained eye to get up there and look at a chimney.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that you mentioned as well, the typical lifespan of a roof here in southern Colorado, much different than other places in the nation. We know we have a very transient population as well, and let's talk about some of those factors that really kind of cut that lifespan nearly in half for our roofs here in southern Colorado.
Yeah, you know, when we talk transients, I assume we're talking not homeless people in their tents, but we're talking the military, right? And how often they turn over the homes here.
Absolutely.
Is that fair to?
Yep.
Yeah. we don't, just to be clear, if you have a tent, please don't submit it for our giveaway here. It probably won't qualify. But, you know, as a veteran myself, I get how often you're trying to find new housing and you're trying to sell your house so you could PCS again. And, you know, whether it's a soldier coming in town trying to, you know, they just got here and they're trying to find a place to live, call us when you're looking to buy a home so that we can inspect that roof for you and let you know, because it's going to be one of your bigger purchases and you can't always have confidence in the seller telling you exactly what's going on with the state of the roof. And so calling us out again for that inspection before you purchase a house, it doesn't cost you anything and it will keep you from making a significant mistake. The other thing is for soldiers PCSing out of here, call us before you try to sell your house, because you might have a hail claim and the last thing you want is for that closing to be delayed because your roof is in bad shape. So, you know, we try to speed up that process, especially for soldiers on either end, whether they're moving in or moving out.
Yeah, and when you mentioned kind of that time frame for hail claims as well, it is something that there was about a year after that, so definitely make sure you are giving Petrolia a call as well. And again, we've got the Hearts and Hammers Roof giveaway coming up. Again, Michael, run us down the ways to make sure you can nominate somebody and get in on this, and when we'll have that announcement and that good work being done here in the area.
Yeah, that's great information there. You know, just a heads up, if you are going to nominate somebody, please let them know that you nominated them so that we're not just calling them out of the blue. But what the general process goes, you can find us on Facebook or you can go to our website at petrolieroofing.com, fill out the form. When we get the submission, then we'll contact you for the inspection. We'll come out, we'll inspect the state of your roof, let you know whether you need repairs, whether it's a... whether the roof qualifies for the inspection or not. You know, whenever we come out here, we do find that, hey, you don't need a full repair or a full replacement, but you need a repair. And during this giveaway for people who have been submitted, we heavily discount our repairs as well, just because we know the need. We know that people are working on a fixed income. We know inflation is going up, and we want to help people out as much as we can. So, you know, we'll get out there, we'll do the inspection, we'll give our recommendations, you'll get the 21-point inspection, and then we bring all of those, that information back to our group. Our group compiles all the nominations and the pictures, and then we sort them out by need, and then we talk about it and pray about it, and then we'll contact the winner by August 15th and let them know that they won, and we'll be putting the roof on.
And again, for more information on this, just head on over to PetroliRoofing.com. Michael O'Malley, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio and for everything you do in the community as well.
That's my pleasure. Thanks again, Andrew, for having me.